10:35. By the way, when I was talking about how the Packers, Jerry Bader show, we're talking about how the Packers took lightly the backup quarterback position. A friend pointed out, look at what happened when Michael Vick went down in Philadelphia. Nick Foles, he led the NFL in passer rating, didn't he? Or he was near the top. He had an incredible season. The Packers took that lightly. All right, before we get to the next topic, which I think is a pretty interesting one. Oh, I haven't gotten to Target yet either. I actually need to do two things here. Now, we're going to save the Target topic for tomorrow, I think. And how you've been lulled into this false sense of security with e-commerce. We're going to save that for tomorrow. It's snowing very hard in much of Wisconsin. That has led to a number of weather-related announcements. Now, these are for Northeast Wisconsin. If you were listening on WHBL or WSAU, I'm sure they'll have them on the air as they can. And also, you can go to your station's respective website, WTAQ.com, WHBL.com, WSAU.com. Here are the weather-related announcements. And what I'm sticking to here is schools, okay? Otherwise, I would be doing this for the next half hour. Well, I would. No, it's not because I don't want to do that one. It's just because we would be here for the next half hour. De Pere schools closing 2 hours early today. No evening activities. Denmark closing at 12:30. No evening activities. Howard Suamico, Bayport and Bayview closing at 12:45. Lineville at 1:30. Elementary at 2 p.m. Pulaski's in-town schools closing at 12:30. Outer schools in Pulaski, 1:30 p.m. Sybil Hop closing at noon. West De Pere closing 2 hours early, no p.m. pre-K or early childhood. Wrightstown closing at 12:30 p.m. In Calumet County, Chilton closing at 1 p.m. Southern Door closing at 1 p.m. Green Lake County Schools, Berlin closing at 12:30 p.m. Princeton closing at 12:30 p.m. Manitowoc County, Keele closing at 1 p.m. Marinette County, Peshtigo closing at 1 p.m. No, you know what? Manitowoc, by the way, Keele, all after school activities canceled. Sorry. Marinette, Peshtigo, Marinette County, Peshtigo closing at 1:30 p.m. No p.m. 4K or night activities. Montello School District in Marquette County closing at 12:30 p.m. Menominee County, Menominee Tribal closing at 12 p.m. Oconto County, Gillett closing at 1 p.m. No afternoon 4K or EC. Oconto schools closing at 1:15 today. Oconto Falls closing 2 hours early. No p.m. EC. That's early childhood or 4K. Searing closed at 1 p.m. No after school activities. Outagamie County, Fox Valley Lutheran High closing at 1 p.m. Just the ones that are closing now, Jason. Seymour closed. Bondiwell and Shawano County. Bondiwell closing at 1 p.m. Gresham closing at 12:30 p.m. Shawano, no p.m. Kindergarten, public parochial closing 2 hours early. Wapaka, Clintonville closing at 1 p.m. Wyweega, Fremont closing at 1 p.m. And in Winnebago County, Amro Schools closing at 1 p.m. Winnicott closing at 1 p.m. Okay, those are all the school-related announcements that we have. And again, you can go to the station you're listening to, their website, and you will have them there as well. All right. Yeah, I do. I'm going to probably save this till tomorrow now. Target is now offering free credit monitoring. And there's a lot of stories that it wasn't just Target whose security was compromised. Going to save that till tomorrow. I'm just a little tight on time. I want to get to this, and I do want to take calls on this. There's a story out there that I have done absolutely nothing on. It's in the Milwaukee area. Dan Bice has covered this a lot. A Milwaukee County bus route supervisor was fired. His name is William Bierman Jr. He was fired back in October. What happened was he was on the job on October 6th. He was supervising buses on the nearest south side of Milwaukee when one broke down. So he's waiting for a replacement bus to arrive, and he hears a young woman screaming for help. Across the street, what does he see? He sees what appears to be, to him, a drunk man, later identified as Ruben Alcantar, grabbing the woman by her hair, wrenching her arm, and calling her a bunch of curse words. Bierman says he yelled at Alcantar. Hey, knock it off. Let her go. Whatever. Alcantar refused and swore back at Bierman, who works for Milwaukee Transit. I'm quite sure that is what he said, Jason. And right now, it's just like watching slow-mo NFL replay. I could read Jason's lips. I knew exactly what he was saying. So he yells, hey, let the woman go. Then, according to police and transit reports, Bierman says Alcantar, the guy beating on the woman, charged him, pushing the bus route supervisor twice and punching him in the chest a couple of times. Alcantar pulled away, Bierman alleged, and ran up the street. Now, what happened is, as often happens, this woman claimed, so Alcantar, the guy that was beating on his girlfriend, and it turns out to be boyfriend, claims that Bierman, the guy who works for the bus company, was the aggressor. And what does she do? She backs him up. She backs her boyfriend up. No. It's not that way at all. The guy from the bus, he came after my boyfriend. So what happens? He's fired. He is fired because he put the bus company at liability. There's a he said, she said. Actually, there's a he said, she said versus a he said. The boyfriend and girlfriend corroborate their stories and say that, the other guy was the aggressor. He wasn't beating me up at all. Local officials, including Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley and Sheriff David Clark and others, come say, hey, take another look at firing this guy. Well, guess what? There's video of this. Guess what the video shows? The video shows exactly what the guy from the bus said. Exactly. That the other guy came over, pushed him, went, and that he was never the aggressor. So he gets his job back. He was fired because he put the Milwaukee Transport Services, at liability. Okay? Look, you can't go and be the Lone Ranger. You can't go be the superhero. You're putting us at liability. Because there was video to verify his story, he's getting his job back. If there wasn't video, it would be their two words against his, and she, because this happens sometimes, is corroborating her boyfriend's version of events. What if there hadn't been video? They wouldn't hire him back, and they would be at liability, even though he was telling the truth. He got his job back, but does the transit system have a point that if you go off and you try to help someone, it could bite you in the ass, and therefore you shouldn't do it? Because that is what would have happened here, were it not for the video protection. So did he really do the right thing? Or is he being reinstated only because in this case there's video protection? What if there wasn't? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Is an employee risking liability for their employer where they go off and play hero? Nick on the road. Nick, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Hi, my company is going to be taking over for the Milwaukee Transit Department.
Mm-hmm.
I work for this company, and we got cameras on all our buses. I think you did the right thing. Thing is my camera, it's like on right now. It's got a green light, means I didn't set it off. I can reach up there and tap it, and it'll record 3 seconds before I tap it and 3 seconds after. So, I mean, you can see everything that's going on, but I think you did the right thing. I would have done the same thing, but in our handbook, we're not allowed to.
Okay, well,
like I said, this is a company that we're the same company in Milwaukee as we are here.
Okay, say that last part. Is this type of situation covered in your handbook?
It is. We're not allowed to. I can't stop to help anybody.
Okay. So if it's in the rules, even though his version of events is true, do you think he did the right thing?
I don't care. I'll do anything that's right for the general public or my clients. I don't care what the rules are. I break the rules all the time to do what's right for the clients.
Okay. All right. So you think if you have to break the rules to but then if you break the rules to do the right thing, should you get to keep your job?
I've been written up many times for breaking the rules, and I still keep my job, but you should if you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
Don't we have that Good Samaritan law?
I don't want to get into that. Thanks a lot for the call. Now, here's the other thing. This has happened in stores. where stores have fired people for going after shoplifters, you know, who they're not with security and that sort of thing. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. The argument is he's putting the transit system at risk, the company at risk, because it was a libelous situation. Now, a listener makes a point, okay, what if the guy ended up beating her to death and he did nothing? What would the story have been then? But if there are rules against it, should he get his job back even if he did the right thing but violated the rules? Under pressure from high-ranking county officials, they gave him his job back. I'll take a few more calls on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I actually think this, and I have an opinion on this, but I actually think this is a very tough one. It's 1046.
The Jerry Bader Show.